അശരീരം ശരീരേഷു, ഇൻ ഓൾ ശരീര ബോഡി, ശരീരേഷു പ്ലൂറൽ, ഇൻ ഓൾ ബോഡീസ് ദാറ്റ് വിച്ച് റിമെയിൻസ് അശരീര വിതൗട്ട് എ ബോഡി, ദാറ്റ് വിച്ച് റിമെയിൻസ് ബോഡിലെസ് ഇൻ ഓൾ ബോഡീസ് അനവസ്ഥേഷു അവസ്ഥിതം, അനവസ്ഥ പെരിഷിംഗ് ചേഞ്ചിങ് ഇൻ ദ മിഡ്സ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ഓൾ ചേഞ്ചസ് നോട്ട് അവസ്ഥ വ്യവസ്ഥാവസ്ഥ ദാറ്റ് വിച്ച് പെർമനൻ്റ് റിമെയിൻസ് ഇൻ ദ മിഡ്സ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ഇംപെർമനൻസി ദാറ്റ് വിച്ച് റിമെയിൻസ് പെർമനൻ്റ് തിങ്ക് That which is reveling in all bodies, but itself has nothing to do with the shape of the body. Not that one fellow is 483 pounds, therefore a bigger Atman. The other is a thin fellow, 84 pounds only, small Atman. No. In all bodies, he revels, but he himself has no body. In everything impermanent experience the world that which is permanent mahantam vibhum atmanam atva having known realized this mahan atma this wonderful self this all pervading essence dhiro nashojati that wise man never more worries or become sorrowful no shoka no more any pain is the destiny of the pft once awakened to that state there is no more any pain or sorrow it's bliss absolute hey what is that that is called god hey what is god that which remains without a body in all bodies That is the changeless in the midst of all changes. That which is permanent in the midst of all impermanence. Think. Swamiji, what are you talking? That is why. You are just mind and intellect turned outward arithmetically or mathematically trying to understand that. That methodology is not available. That vehicle and that methodology are not available in the contemplative mood. A motor car may be very, very powerful, new, efficient, beautiful performance. Where? On the road. But when it reaches the banks of a river, you tell the driver, chalo yaar, aage ja, go. Sir, this is a river. So what? Your gadi hai ki mera gadi? Your car or my car? Do you know that I paid that much? It is German car. Go. If the master thus insists, in India at least I know, the driver will say, yes sir, change the gear, jump out. Because he has got a wife and children at home. If this man wants to die with his car, let him. The car, though efficient on the terra firma, it is not available in water. In water, if you want to cross, it must be a boat. Intellect as a vehicle is a wonderful performance and efficient in the realm of the world of it. But when you can contemplate, you know, intellect also. You have to get down from the intellect. And the contemplative vehicle is totally different. So these such statements, which are meant for the student to contemplate in the seat of meditation, you must know how to recognize it, and make use of it. Ashariram sharireshu. In all bodies, no doubt, there is a self, that touch of life, the principle of existence, the principle of consciousness. I am sure all of you are conscious. Anybody unconscious here now? Hand up.
Nobody.
The consciousness is in all bodies. But the consciousness is not conditioned by the body. Electricity is not conditioned by the color of the bulb or the shape of the bulb. It is not the bulb, it is of a different category and order altogether. Thing. This part of existence. The waker is in the dreamer. The dreamer has to end the dream and turn his attention towards himself, then he wakes up. The waker did not come from anywhere. It was already there in the dreamer. There is Atman, the self, which is thus bodiless, but ever reveling in all bodies. Anavastheshu avasthitam. Anavastha, that which is impermanent. That which is permanent. In the midst of all impermanent, ever changing. In the realm of change, what is that changeless? Swamiji, there is nothing changeless in me. Everything changes in this world. This is the argument of many of the atheists, rationalists. But how blind and deaf they are. They can't hear even what they are themselves talking. They are talking the truth. Everything in this world is changing, Swami. It is obvious. Why are you arguing? There is no argument in it. Everything is changing. True. Your statement is true. But you are expressing the greatest truth, but you are not hearing it. You have understood that everything is changing. Who told you this? I know it. How did you know that knowledge? I am aware of it. There must be you, the subject, to know the changes, isn't it? Change is the existence previous ending and a new existence coming. An old condition ending and a new condition arriving. It's called the change. An object is moving. Object O now occupying a place P at a time T, OPT, moves, means it has changed in time and place. So OPT became OP dash T dash, became OP2 T2, became OP3 T3. That is called a movement. If I must know and realize a movement, I, the knower of the movement, must be something other than the movement and I watch. If I am the object, I will not know the movement. When you are in a car driving and you want to see the car driving, going, what is the method? Send the car forward and jump out and watch. There is no method. When you are in the vehicle, that is why even though people generally tell you in geography that the world is going round, we have no objection, we accept it. But none of us have got experience of it. It is only an inference, isn't it? Unless you go out of the world and then watch how the fellow is going unnecessarily around itself, how will you know it? Have you any experience of the world going round? Then you must have eaten something. Or drunk something. I mean something. High blood pressure or something. The world going round, I cannot experience because I am in the system of movement. Think. The world by its own axis is moving. The moon is moving around. The world and the moon are together going around the sun. And the sun and the moon and the earth and the entire planetary organization is flying through space. So much of movement, free. Free transport through space. You may say so, I don't believe it. Why? I can't see. If I am on the other hand seeing the train moving, a boat moving, then I am not in the boat, in the train. I am something, the subject, and I am watching the object. Now you say that the world outside is changing, my own physical body is changing, my mind is changing, my intellect is changing. Then, who is the awareness in the midst of all changes? Subject, I am the changeless in the midst of all changes. Anavasteshu avasthitam. Mahandam, this great grand truth. Vibhum, all pervading. Atmanam matva, having understood this as your own self. This matva means not known from the book. Realize. Move into the center and watch the whole thing. You are the Nova, and these are the known. The world of known is constantly changing. Matva dhiro nashojati, that awakened master, that intelligent one, no more shoka, no more sorrow.